Okay, it's time for Becky's Classifieds. Got some proper good bargains for you this week. These are all real adverts that are available on the World Wide Web. What you got for me, Becky?
I've got loads of good stuff this week.
Okay. First bargain, here it comes.
Natalie Cassidy fitness DVD. Free/£1. Location, Clapham.
Right, they need to decide whether it's free or £1.
Maybe offers between. But then if someone said you can get it for free, you're not going to give them £1, are you?
No.
I've decided to give up fighting the Battle of the Bulge, and so my Natalie Cassidy fitness DVD is available for free.
We know someone that wants that.
Yeah.
Who?
Our friend Natalie.
Natalie actual Cassidy.
Mm. She wants her own.
Have you not seen her?
No.
Mm. Oh, I feel sorry for her. She's having problems keeping it off.
I feel sorry for her, but that is the curse of the fitness DVD, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? All the people that made them, look at them now. It's keeping it off, isn't it? It's keeping it off.
Are you going to do one?
No, I think Becky should.
If only instead of doing a fitness DVD, all these people had just waxed and self-tanned.
Seriously, though, some of the people that do them, Becky could get away with it. You could have that in time for Christmas, my darling.
I reckon. If Laura had a diary, why can't I have a fitness DVD?
If you live in the Clapham area, just pop by and pick it up after work. Call me first to arrange, though.
Right, so that's a Natalie Cassidy fitness DVD. What's next?
Life a strain, feel like death, £1.
What?
Now, Barry's been causing me a lot of stress, so I thought I'd look at this one.
If this is you, you need either my box of tea strainers at £1 or my genuine full-sized original scythe for £5.
Now, I don't know what a scythe is.
A scythe? It's like a great bit. It's like the thing that Grim Reaper holds.
So he's selling sieves, tea strainers, and a massive thing to
kill people. Yeah, make yourself a nice cup of tea before you cut your own head off.
What a strange combination. But anyway, it's cheap, only £6 for the two.
Bargain. Next.
Flatmate for sale. £49. Location, Edinburgh.
I should do that.
Why? What's wrong with your one?
Oh, it's £49 at the end of the day.
But it would have been cheaper to remember his birthday.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, here's the deal. My flatmate's been annoying me, so I'm looking for someone to take him off my hands.
Is it my flatmate, isn't it?
I don't know. Listen to the pros and cons.
Kind of dawned on me halfway through that one.
Good points. One, of a mature age.
Yep.
Yeah. Pretty house and potty trained.
Yeah. Hang a second.
Definitely.
Right, shut up a minute. Let me hear these again.
Good points. One, of a mature age. Pretty house and potty trained.
No, it's not me.
Yeah, that's...
Which one of those aren't you?
Potty dress.
Two. Has an extensive DVD collection.
No, that's definitely not you, is it?
Well, actually, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
What DVDs do you have? I thought you didn't watch films.
I've got loads.
A whole load of fitness ones.
Four. Lets you steal his bread and milk.
Right.
Do you?
No.
Right.
Bad points. Still acts like a spoilt child.
Yep.
Yeah.
Two. Most of the DVDs are obscure films that you haven't heard of.
Yeah, that'd be that'd be those Lindsay Lohan ones.
Snakes on a train.
Three, hoovers at stupidly early times in the morning.
No, actually, it's not sounding like me.
Brushes it over the balcony onto your person who lives beneath his head.
Four, steals your ice cream.
No, don't have ice cream in my house.
We'll accept £49.99 or nearest offer. He comes complete with spare clothes, a PC, and a giant Lord of the Rings poster.
No, that's definitely not me.
Definitely not you.
Definitely not me.
You'll need to arrange transportation, though.
Right, that's weird. Okay, any more?
Just one more.
Large foam stuffed fish.
But listen to the reason why they're getting rid of it.
Okay, then.
Only needs a bit of cleaning. No longer needed as going abroad. Collect any time.
I don't know about you, but I always take my large foam fish away
with me. I do. Every time I'm going away, I'll take my large foam fish, obviously. Why would you get rid of that?
I don't know, it looked quite nice.
How much was it?
That was free.
Oh, it's free?
Yeah.
But you have to collect it?
Yeah.
Amazing. Right, so what are we getting from that lot? The large foam fish? Are we getting the flatmate?
No, because that's you.
Right, or are we getting the scythe to cut people's heads off, or are we getting the Natalie Cassidy DVD?
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Need girl to please teach me to kiss.
I think you've put this up in the last 5 minutes. This is a late addition.
I'm a 20-year-old who's never been kissed.
Right.
I've been going out with a girl online for the last 5 years, and she's finally coming down to see me on the 11th.
Oh, weird.
You've been going out with a girl online for 5 years? That doesn't count.
Yeah, I've got a girlfriend.
You've been talking to somebody.
She tells me it's a big turn-off if a guy doesn't know how to kiss, and she even dumped her last boyfriend because of this.
I think that's unfair, to be honest.
I want to make a good first impression. but I've never kissed before.
Oh, bless him.
Oh.
Please, I need a girl to practice kissing with. Nothing else.
Right, I'm starting to think this is...
Do you know what?
Now.
2 minutes ago, I felt sorry for him.
So did I. It turned a corner.
I think he's just got ulterior motives.
So do I.
Just kissing lesson. Nothing more, nothing less.
I don't...
This is actually an online ad. This isn't just Greg.
No. Oh, bless him.
It's not Greg James, no.
Some have asked if I've got terrible oral hygiene or something like that. So I included a picture of me showing my teeth.
That doesn't show if he's got bad breath.
Look at my teeth. My oral hygiene's fine.
I'm pretty normal overall. Email me.
Oh, no. I don't like it. I really don't like it.
That's sinister.
I love Greg's done that sort of Paul McKenna type voice.
Email me. Right, can we move on, please, from that?
Yep. Decapitated dolls.
What?
This is weird.
Okay.
But they're free.
My daughter likes to pull the head off dolls.
Right. So... daughter likes to pull the head off dolls.
Mm-hmm.
The therapist says we should let her. So we do.
Oh no, this is dark.
However, we now have lots of headless dolls.
Right, okay.
Some of the heads might be retrievable. Most probably not, though.
So it's loads of dolls with no heads.
Mm-hmm.
Free to a good home.
Brilliant, thanks.
See,
are you interested?
No.
Well, when you looked after that baby, that head fell off.
Oh yeah, I had one of my own.
Yeah.
We gave it back, though.
Mm. It was a baby. It wasn't a real baby, I just like to point out.
No, it was one of those babies they give people who are thinking about having one.
And this one is Bargain of the Week.
Oh, I do like this one. I saw this one earlier.
Carton of irregular cat hats.
Yep, you heard it right. It's hats for cats.
This is really good.
Hello. I have a big box of used cat and kitten hats that I've collected over the years for various occasions.
So, if you want to put your cat in a hat,
yep.
This is the person to ask.
As of recently, my cat, Snowman, is no longer living, and thus I'm forced to get rid of these precious memories.
And seriously...
I like the way she says, no longer living.
Yeah.
Dead.
Just, but there is a hat for every occasion.
There is.
I wouldn't feel right asking for money for them, so I'm offering the whole box for free.
Free cat hats? You can't argue with that value.
There's many styles to choose from. Formal to cute. Also funny.
Formal. Where are you going to take your cat where it needs a formal hat?
There's a variety of 14 in total.
Amazing.
Good choice.
Have you got some of those pictures?
Oh, they're upstairs.
Oh, rubbish. They are really good.
Oh, no, hang on. I can show Tappers.
They're really good.
I just hope your pet can find as much joy in these hats as me and Snowman once did. Thanks, Patty.
No, the formal thing is like if you're going to take your cat out to dinner or something.
Or maybe take your cat out to another cat funeral.
Yeah. Right, get the pictures up.
I love it. There's one which has got a hair attachment as well, like Raphaelite.
That one makes the cat look like a rabbit. That one makes the cat look like a pirate.
They're so
versatile. And that one makes the cat look like a teddy bear.
Good, aren't they? And they're free, get them.
And that cat's now dead.
Yeah, that's why they're free.
She's using a dead cat as a model.
It was still alive when she took the pictures.
It doesn't look that alive to me. How do you know that's alive? Might be stuffed.
It does look a bit... Are you sure it's alive?
No. Shut up and let me go. This hurts, I tell you so. For the last time you will kiss my lips. Now shut up and let me go. Your jeans were once so clean. I bet you changed your wardrobe since we met. Now oh so easily you offer me honest love. It's you the ought to be holding me. I'm not containable. This time up is not sustainable. I ain't freaking, I ain't faking this. I ain't freaking, I ain't faking this. I ain't freaking, I ain't faking this. Shut up and let me go. Hey!
Ting Ting, Shut Up and Let Me Go on Radio 1. So we're all set for Barrioke on Friday in Barry Island. All the Barrys are sorted. We've got some star guests in the shape of the dog that's in the first 10 minutes of the first episode of Gavin and Stacey. Mm. We've also got the Barry Island famous talking robot that no one's heard of.
Yeah.
Who else have we got? Am I missing someone else? Or is that just it at the moment?
No, wasn't there something else as well?
Oh, we've got the bloke who runs the fish and chip shop yeah. in Gavin and Stacey, Buffy. and that's he's the owner of the Cod Father of the Soul. So he's coming along as well.
Yeah, not Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Is he bringing fish and chips to add to our hot dogs?
I don't know. We can ask.
It'd be a feast.
Well, wouldn't it?
Nice spread.
So that's Friday on Radio 1 from 4 o'clock, Barrioke live from Barry Island. You've got Hugh Stevens next, and then Colin Murray at 10 tonight. To goodbye, I owe memories.